My name is Emily Bowles. I am the director for the Brussels Shakespeare Society of A Midsummer Night's Dream. There are actually four different plots in one play. It is based in a mythical ancient Athens, and it is about four lovers who encounter many difficulties throughout the play. It is based around the marriage of Duke Theseus, who is due to marry Hippolyta, the queen of the Amazons. But at the same time, we have Hermia and her father Aegeus, who does not approve of her boyfriend Lysander. And he wants her to marry Demetrius, who is actually loved by another girl, Helena, who happens to be one of Hermia's best friends. Hermia and Lysander decide to run away to the woods. Demetrius decides to follow Hermia and try and conquer her. Helena then decides to follow Demetrius. So they all end up following each other in the woods, they get lost, they fall asleep, they wake up, and things start happening. In the meantime, there are other things happening in the woods. There is a world of fairies led by King Oberon and his queen Titania, who are actually having a quarrel. To get back at her, Oberon decides to involve Puck, who is also his servant. And they decide to play a trick on Titania when she falls asleep. There is a flower which has a magic potion, and if one lover's eye is spiked by a flower, the flower would make them fall in love with the first person they see. And Titania then falls in love with a worker whose face had been turned into an ass's face. This worker is part of a troupe of mechanicals who met in the woods to rehearse a play, which they have to perform before the Duke and the Duchess on their wedding day. In the end, all is restored. However, throughout the whole play, we're not really sure when the story is a dream for the characters, and it's meant to have an impact on the audience. I think one of the most important features, which actually lies at the heart of this play, is the dream narrative. It feels like a dream. Is it a dream? Are we sure about what we're seeing? Are we not? Watching this play is a true form of escapism. It will literally give the idea of witnessing a dream, witnessing love, hate, movement, action. And I think the interaction of these forms of art contributes to this whole illusion of a dream. The plots are very accessible. There are some very common features that most of us in our modern society can relate to, which is also why I think Shakespeare was incredibly ahead of his time. This is my favourite Shakespeare play. I was a fairy in a production when I was 10 years old, and I will never forget the experience. I think as a child we're more involved than we think we are. It is an extremely comical play, and I can assure you it will be a wonderful experience. The play is on from 22nd to the 27th of January at the Petit Théâtre Mercedes in Rue Mercedes number 13.